When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
But you say he's just a friend.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Oi! Fox. Zibanejad. Panarin. Score! Artemi Panarin! It's a power play goal! Rangers lead 3-2. And this one is over. The Rangers sweep it. The New York Rangers sweep the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Igor Shesterkin with a brilliant series. The Rangers' first sweep of a best of seven series since the 2007 sweep of the Atlanta Thrashers.
You know, I got a funny story about the Thrashers and the Rangers. So, 1999, I'm in, you ready for this? Tennessee, where Danielle was this weekend. No, I wasn't. I was in Atlanta. In Tennessee. What are you, am I stupid? I was in Atlanta, where Tennessee was playing the Rams in the Super Bowl. That was Kurt Warner's first Super Bowl win. He threw a touchdown pass to Isaac Bruce in the fourth quarter. Gave the Rams the lead. The Titans look like they're on their game-tying drive. Steve McNair hits Kevin Dyson down the middle, and Ram linebacker Mike A. Jones tackles Dyson inside the one. And that's how the Super Bowl ended. It was in Atlanta, okay? And it was a crazy weekend. But the Rangers were playing the Atlanta Thrashers on this night in 1999 during the Super Bowl. So we leave, we're on the way to go to some party in Atlanta, and we put the game on, Rangers and Thrashers, and do you know who the voice was for the Atlanta Thrashers that year? And years after that, I guess.
Just Hockey?
Just Hockey. Very, very famous radio host.
Oh, radio host.
Very famous. How can I be the man, you the man?
Oh, Pharrell.
Pharrell. Pharrell was the voice of the Atlanta Thrashers. He's doing the Thrasher-Ranger game right at the Super Bowl between the Titans and the Rams. But the Rangers have moved on.
Pharrell.
You believe that? He's a big hockey guy.
At the point, they shoot it in. Oh, it's wide.
You know, I used to fill in for Pharrell when he was on Howard 101. Tim Sabian used to run Howard Stern's two channels, 100 and 101. 100 was solely Howard. But 101, they had like Pharrell, Bubba the Love Sponge, and when Pharrell couldn't work, I'd fill in. He loves hockey, Pharrell. Anyway, the Rangers have moved on. They'll take on Carolina. Carolina's not done yet. The Islanders staved off the sweep with a win a couple days ago, but it's academic at this point. Rangers, Hurricanes, very tough second-round matchup. My next guest is not only the best defense attorney in the world, Arthur Idala, I know you're listening right there. But he's also the biggest Ranger fan in the world, the great Joseph Tacopina. Good morning, Tac.
I didn't sleep a minute last night. A four-game sweep. That was amazing. Oh, my God. That's just this is the year. I know it's crazy to say this. Of course, we've been burned before, Sid, but this is the year. This team is different. They look different. They feel different. You know, that Rempe factor, even though he plays 6 minutes a game, he's there. Yeah. This team doesn't get pushed around anymore. You know, Washington tried. It didn't work. It's like he's emboldened the whole team. It's a great thing to watch. It really is.
I agree. But what if we?
New York needs this.
No, I agree. But what if we lose to Carolina? Then it's not the year.
That would make it not the year, correct?
Right.
We're not going to lose to Carolina. We're not going to lose to Carolina.
We're not going to?
No, absolutely not.
They're a very good team, Carolina.
Do you understand the law of attraction? Understand what that is? The law of attraction. In other words, the power of positive thinking. It's sort of how I live my life. I mean, the law of attraction, if you believe in something and will it, it is going to happen. The brain's the most powerful muscle in the body.
Really?
And I'm telling you right, absolutely. The law of attraction, look it up. It's amazing.
So if when your former client and my friend, President Donald Trump, gets to court tomorrow morning, and he sits there in that freezing cold courtroom for 8 hours, and he believes in his heart of hearts and his mind, law of attraction, he's going to win the case, then he's going to win, right?
Well, the problem is the 12 jurors might have a different law of attraction than he does. Now, listen to me. He should win that case. You know how I feel about that case. And I was in that case, and I know the facts. That case is not a criminal case. It's a lifetime achievement award case. In other words, they're bringing this in New York. If this were Florida, Texas, you know, any Republican, so to speak, strong state, you couldn't bring this case. I mean, it's not. I still don't even understand what the criminal theory is behind it. I understand. Look, there's a lot of salaciousness here, right? I mean, you know, there's a lot of sleazy stuff going on here. I mean, the National Enquirer and stories being planted and extramarital affairs and all that stuff. You know, the defense really should be arguing, look, this may be a little sleazy. He may be a little sleazy, but he's not a criminal. Unfortunately, they can't do that because, you know, President Trump is there.
He'll kill him.
He'll kill him. He'll murder.
Oh, Todd will never work again.
Well, that remains to be seen. But they have to carry that weight of not really going full throttle on how you would in a case like this, because you have to make sure this jury understands, listen, you don't have to like this guy. You can hate this guy. But the rule of law demands that no one is above the law, yet no one's below the law. And despite your feelings for him, if you don't like his conduct, if you don't like his behavior, there's a place for that, a secret time and place that's called the ballot box. It's not a courtroom where the rule of law applies, where everyone has to be treated fairly. Our least popular citizen, not saying that he is, but our least popular citizen has to be treated the same way our most popular citizen.
Well, let me give you this. I've got a guy who may be our least popular citizen, and his attorney is listening right now. He just texted me, and he loves you. You love him. So do I. We all went to Poly Prep together, and that is the least popular citizen in this talk is Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
And the lawyer is Arthur Idala. You proud of Artie? You got that win last week?
I'm so proud of him. I've been listening. He fought hard during that case. I mean, it was an unwinnable case. But we talked, Arthur and I talked about this because I was going through the prep him on some of the witnesses he was going to do. And we talked about this. This judge, who's no longer a judge, by the way, I'll point that out, right? He got removed from the bench because of his conduct in that case and the way he treated Idala and everyone else. I mean, and rightfully so, because, you know, judges shouldn't be partisan. Judges, you can be a tough judge. You can be a lenient judge. You can be a nice judge. You can be a cranky judge. But you have to call balls and strikes. You can't be partisan. You can't be a participant to try and help one side get a verdict. It disgusts me when that happens. There's nothing worse in a courtroom. As a trial lawyer, I'm telling you, I don't care if the judge likes me, dislikes me, is happy or cranky or whatever. Just be fair. Just be fair. Call the pitch as you see it. Don't start interposing your own views. That's what this guy did, this judge. And look, the appeal is an amazing thing. I mean, it really was a great. And because, listen, Arthur sent me a text this morning of our screenshot the day he was going in to do the oral argument on the appeal. And, you know, he said he was nervous and whatever. They're going to throw hypotheticals, you know. But I said, brother, you're on house money. You know, you're on house money. No one expects you to win. And of course, no one expected him to win, but he did. So that was, you know, it was the right ruling. No kidding. I mean, I know people are outraged, but people who don't understand or aren't intellectually in tune with the laws, the law is right. Even Harvey Weinstein has to be treated fairly. We can't bend the rules.
Yeah.
The least popular.
No, it's weird. It's actually.
He let every other case,
I know.
Every other allegation in. He wasn't even charged with it. It was ridiculous.
It's the second time in the last 2 weeks on this program that we've talked about a quote unquote criminal that I don't like. In one case, I hated him, and yet all you legal scholars said the same thing, which is the result was right, whether it was the appeal win for Artie with Harvey Weinstein or O.J. Simpson not being guilty on the murder charge, even though we know he did it. It's the second time in 2 weeks you guys are saying the verdict was actually right, and that's hard for a guy like me to swallow, but you're probably right.
It is, and that's why it's true. Look, I could harken back. Everyone, you know, look, these are two obvious examples of two people who are easy to dislike. But here's why you have to keep the system in check. Here's why even people like Harvey Weinstein need to be given a fair shake. You know, remember Richard Jewell, right? Remember that guy?
Yes.
That was he was a security guard at the Atlanta Olympics. A bomb went off. He was in close proximity. He was actually trying to save people there. He saw a bag and he started acting. He was vilified. He was indicted publicly. Because he was heavy, they made fun of him and called him the Uniblubber, because the Unabomber was from Montana. They called him the Uniblubber. They destroyed this man's life. There was not a lawyer who would touch him. Not a lawyer, until one brave lawyer from who was a public defender sort of came to his aid and fought for him. He turned out to be not only innocent, but he was being heroic that day. But they've destroyed him publicly. He's and then he died of a heart attack a few years later.
I mean,
there's a great movie called Jewel. If you ever want to question why we do what we do as criminal defense attorneys, watch that movie, because it'll bring a tear to your eye. It really will. We can't just cut corners for the least popular or the ones that we think are guilty. We miss things, and it's just not right. And it's not. Look, Harvey Weinstein, no one is going, oh, thank God for Harvey. I mean, he's the most hated guy I've ever encountered, right? Ever.
No, not more than OJ. You know, more than OJ?
No, not more than OJ. Okay, yeah. But in today's
not
era,
more than Trump.
You know,
not more than Trump. You've had them all.
Well, no. I've never seen. Look, Harvey tried to call me to represent him, by the way, and that even I remember that, and it was you know, look, he. But I'm so proud of Arthur, and I'm so happy for him, because look, he's a fighter, man. And then that's what Brooklyn does. It brings out the best in it, right? So it's his day. It's his win. It's great. And he, you know, every other lawyer sort of abandoned him. He stood by and did the appeal.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had that.
I was happy for him, too.
Lawyer from Chicago, so yeah. It was good.
As long as he stays in jail, I mean.
We tried the case.
Right. I mean, at least Los Angeles gave him a 16. Like my daughter said to me, I'm happy for Artie, but if he was getting out of jail, we would hate Artie as much as we hate Harvey Weinstein. But thank God for Los Angeles, he's still going to be in jail for a long time.
And don't forget, this case isn't overturned and dismissed. Go home, Mr. Weinstein. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has the option of retrying this case. And if he's not going to spend the rest of his life in jail in L.A., they will try him again.
Yeah.
And they will most likely get a conviction because, again, of all – it's impossible for him to get a fair trial. I mean, so, you know, but it's great. Look, anytime someone I'm very close to – and it's not a lot of people I'm very close to, you know, Sid, I mean, I, you and Arthur, and there's a few real people that I think
Pete Morgan at this point is a close friend.
Pete Morgan's my brother. I mean, we were going crazy last night with the Rangers. I mean, it was crazy.
But, I love it.
But for real, it is it's just nice. It feels good when someone that you care about, that you're close to, is successful. I'm truly generally happy when someone I love or care about is successful and does well, because there's so many few. There's so, as you know, Sid, there are a few people.
Oh my God,
who actually love. There are haters throughout the world, and they dominate society.
Scumbags.
They're just, you know, they're self-hating people who take their loathing out on others.
And, fine.
And I have no tolerance for that. I really don't care about them. I don't care
either.
Damn what anyone thinks. Right? You either. And that's why.
No, I don't care.
Successful.
No.
That's why Arthur's successful. That's why I'm successful. And, you know, it's a shout out to Brooklyn this morning.
That's it.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation, or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Final 60 seconds. Trump back in court tomorrow, as we mentioned, but he's got this gag hearing on Thursday. As far as I know, they said he 14 times he went against this gag order. They want to charge him $1,000 a piece, 14,000, whatever it is. So that would not put him in jail. But what do you think about the judge this weekend, just this weekend, who said that there'll be no more trials in the E. Jean Carroll deal, which is what you did, and he has to pay $83 million.
No. That's not end all be all. That's Judge Kaplan. We knew Judge Kaplan was going to do that, right? We knew Judge Kaplan was going to deny the motion for a new trial. He's the judge who sat for the trial. So for him to do anything other than that, he would have to say, yeah, I really messed this trial up. I'm going to give you a new trial. It goes to an appellate court now. Now it gets to the, you know, the same thing that Harvey Weinstein just went through. That was the trial judge who said, no, you don't get a new trial. It's not done yet. That's not done yet.
So is there a chance? You know how, like, for example, and this is why I love having you on, you, all you guys, but you especially, is there a chance, like, when he was supposed to pay the $460 billion, and they decided the Supreme Court, give us $175 and we'll give you some time, is there a chance that in the appellate decision, even if it's not overturned, they can minimize that $83 million number?
Yeah, sure. The appellate courts have broad discretion to do what they want. They could reduce, and that's, by the way, what always happens, always frequently happens in civil cases where awards on appeal are reduced. And so I think that's going to happen. I mean, look, you just have to take a look at the papers, right? I mean, I've never had a case, never tried a case, and I didn't try that one, obviously, where the plaintiff sued for $10 million. During the trial, they upped their ask to the jury to $24 million because of the in-trial conduct and all that other stuff, right? The jury said to the plaintiff, no, we are not giving you your $24 million. We're going to give you $83 million. I mean, I don't think that's ever happened ever in the history of American jurisprudence where the plaintiff is asking for a certain amount of money, a crazy amount of money, and the jury has said, no, we're not going to give you that. We're going to give you
three times as much.
four times almost
crazy.
What you asked.
Crazy.
I never heard of that. Yeah. And that goes to show you the Trump factor in New York City.
Yeah.
It's rough. You know, how the jury, you know,
he'll be back tomorrow. Trump will be back tomorrow. I'm glad you're back from your European vacation, and I love you. And the Rangers are going to be fun, and we'll do this again on Friday. And hopefully I see you at the Garden round two. But you were great, as always, today. Great job.
All right, brother. I'll see you Friday.
Love you, buddy. Joe Tacopina right there.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.